When you farmed here during the war, did you have any land girls or prisoner of war?
Oh, I had all sorts of prisoners of war.
Well, tell me about
that. I had four Germans.
Yeah.
They were grand chaps as well. One of them was a bit of a twister, but the other three, in fact, all four, were the best workmen I've ever come across. They were nothing but no trouble to them, and if they'd got 10 minutes to spare, they'd find a job.
Mm.
Oh, then I had Lithuanians and Ukrainians. I couldn't get on with them, though. I sent one fella home one day. They were on bicycles at that time. It was a wet morning, and I told him to go cut in kale for the cows, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I know it's a wet job. Anyway, no, he wasn't on there. So I said, well, you better get on your bike and get off back to camp, because they were camped at Bilsden, you see. There was a prisoner of war camp there. I never had any Italians. Well, several farmers close to did, but I never had any Italians. But
did you have any land girls?
No. Only for thrashing. They used to come in the thrashing gang when the committee, the agricultural committee, used to do the thrashing for us, you see, and then they used to send a gang of land girls as well.
Mm.
Well, the girls worked well. I mean, you couldn't expect the same from them as you would from men, and of course they'd come out of the town and one thing and another.
That's right. They tried hard, didn't they?
Yes, oh yes. They did a good job.
Mm.
And they liked thrashing because it was a communal job. All working together, you see, not like having to work on their own. They all worked in the team, and they all had their own jobs. And they didn't seem to mind the dust and dirt a bit. Because, I mean, the lousiest job there ever was on the farm was thrashing. It always had been. Nobody were more pleased than I when the combine harvester came and cut that out.
Mm.